I'm a military kid. My father was a career NCO in the Air Force. He met my mother in France in the early 50s. My mother survived World War II and with her family under German occupation in the northeastern part of France. Hmm. I was, a gypsy raised all around the world. The largest part of my childhood was in Biloxi, Mississippi. I was raised a devout Roman Catholic. My father's parents got off the boat from Northern Ireland in 1929. My mom's Roman Catholic, French. In high school years, I met a man on the way to the Billy Graham Crusade in 1973 at the Metropolitan Stadium here in Bloomington. And first time I ever read the Bible for myself was in a conversation with him where he asked me to read a passage. And that started a long journey that led through Pentecostal circles to where I am today. I'm a United Methodist pastor. When I sensed my call to ministry, I sensed a call to military chaplaincy.
Right away.
Hmm. There's a lot of factors that go into that, but obviously coming out of a military family, I was very much an outdoor person, and it appealed to me to be with men doing difficult things out of doors and trying to present the person and claims of Jesus to them. Mm-hmm. I responded to that call to the chaplaincy in 1984, and I took my direct commission at Fort Snelling here. Since then, I've been a Army Reserve chaplain, I've been an Army National Guard chaplain, and I've had two tours of duty on active duty. I'm currently on active duty serving with the Minnesota Army National Guard.